Jerry, what's going on?
Good morning, Tony. How are you doing?
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you.
And same to you.
All right. Now, where's the $15 million?
All right, $15 million. That's a lot of money, no question about it. Though this is that time of the year when, from the city perspective, we've kind of wrapped up, know pretty well how last year's fiscal year ended. We know how we're doing this year, and we're beginning to think about the new budget year that's going to kick in July of 2011. And so that's about, you know, about 7 months away. The mayor's got to deliver a budget to the city council by the third Monday in March, and the council has until the fourth Monday in May to adopt it. So we're at the beginning of our budget process for 2012.
Now, we knew there was going to be a large budget deficit, but I had heard it was going to be under $10 million. Is this surprising to you, or is it something you expected?
Well, I think it's worse than we expected. I think that the results of the end of the past fiscal year and looking at where we are this year, we know that property values are continuing to decrease. Our assessor has told us that it looks like the property assessments in total are going to go down about 8%. That's more than we hoped for, that we had thought, you know, a year ago. That obviously translates into less money. We have income tax revenues, which, of course, track pretty closely the number of people that are employed in the city. Those numbers are not rebounding as quickly as we had hoped. And then, of course, we have the state of Michigan, which, you know, has its own, makes $15 million look, you know, pretty small when you're talking billions for them. But the last year, when they were dealing with their budget challenges, they immediately decided to reduce state revenue sharing, created a problem for us last year, and frankly, we're not going to be a bit surprised if there's not another attack on state revenue sharing at the state. So you take those are big three revenue generators for cities. For the city, we take our best, you know, a projection as to where those revenues are apt to come in over the 12 months that begin in July of 2011, and we come up with about $103 million. That's even less than the this year's budget, which is $109 million. It's less than what we actually took in last year. And on the other side of it, you know, we have a workforce of about just short of 1,000 employees, and they do great work. The cost of keeping them, I mean, you know, health insurance costs go up, pension costs go up, energy costs go up, all those things go up. Look at our workforce today, and we say, what's that going to take for next year? And we come up with a figure of about $118 million. And the difference between $118 million in projected expenses and $103 million in revenues is $15 million.
All right, Jerry. Last year, for the current budget, you got concessions from police and fire unions as well as other unions. You cut staff by more than 15%. You trimmed the fat, if you will. How in the world are you going to find $15 million now?
Well, there's no doubt that it's going to be a challenge. I would say that the reduction in our workforce, that 15%, that's really, we've accomplished that over the last 5 years, not just last year. Last year, though, we did have a retirement incentive, and we had 70 people take that. So that certainly did help. There's no question that, you know, the first couple of years that we go through this challenge, and we've been doing it for 5 years now, it's easier to find the solutions, so it's getting more difficult. I think we've done a really good job, you know, to date, of continuing to provide essential services to our residents, businesses, and visitors. We've done, I think, as well as we can to protect the welfare of our employees. We haven't laid one employee off. We remain financially strong. And on top of that, we continue to invest in the future of the city because we're aggressively promoting economic development. You've carried a number of stories about the things that are going on there. So no doubt we got a challenge coming up. I do want to emphasize this is, you know, discussions about a plan that's going to kick in July of 2011. So we've got about 7 months of a lot of thinking and head scratching and discussions, and getting consensus and getting favorable votes to go.
Jerry Ambrose is the City of Lansing's finance director. You're listening to the Tony Connolly Morning Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. Jerry, how much money is in the city's rainy day fund?
We've got now about $5.8 million in what we call the budget stabilization fund. Unfortunately, that's down from last year. We actually, at the end of last year, we drew those reserves down by about $4.6 million.
Will the city consider raising taxes to help generate some more funds?
I would say that the first thing we're going to do is we're going to develop a budget that is based on the revenues that are coming in right now. We believe, you know, firmly we're going to be able to develop that spending plan, and it's going to provide the services that need to be provided. So that's something maybe down the road that the city council will end up talking about. That's not the mayor's plan.
So I'm talking about considerations, but obviously you're going to need more funds, so raising taxes is one. Would the city also consider either or cutting jobs, or you're going to have to get some more salary concessions from union workers?
Well, you know, we provide our services by employing people. 80-some% of our budget goes to costs that are related to employee compensation. It's the math just says it just is not possible to find $15 million or anything close to that without affecting the size of our workforce or what we pay them. So I am sure that we're going to be talking with all of our employees and our unions, looking at alternatives, looking at ways that we can continue to provide services, maintain employment with our workforce.
Jerry,
we are going to have to make some changes, no question about it.
Jerry, as you spoke of earlier, there are a lot of new projects which are going to create jobs and hopefully some revenue for the city.
Right.
Do you anticipate any of those revenues being available for the next budget?
Well, we certainly will be looking at the projected job growth that's going to come from our efforts. But on the other side, we also have to remember that, for example, the state of Michigan just is enacting a retirement incentive program. It's got 4,500 employees taking a early retirement. That's going to impact income tax revenues in a different way, and we have to assess that too. So it's not just, you know, the only driver of jobs in the city is not all the efforts that our Economic Development Corporation does. And if they weren't doing what they're doing, it'd be worse. But we've got a bigger picture right now. We are looking at assuming that employment levels will begin to marginally increase. That's part of our projection already.
And before we let you go, Jerry, anything else new and newsy happening before the holiday ends?
No, I think this is pretty much filled our plate.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Thanks so much, Jerry.
Right, take care.